This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine's counterintelligence service, police, and the National Guard have searched one of the most famous Orthodox Christian sites in the Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The search on Tuesday at the Prochesk Lavra monastic complex was highly unusual because it's a World Heritage Site. It came after a priest spoke favorably about Russia during a recent service. It also comes amid splits in the Orthodox Church in Ukraine that the nine-month Russian invasion has sharpened. Ukraine's security service said it would not allow incidents that harmed the country's security. And in Russia, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov accused Ukrainian authorities of, quote, waging a war on the Russian Orthodox Church, end quote. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Officials in Ukraine say rolling blackouts across Ukraine could continue through March. That warning comes as Ukrainians brace for an extremely grim winter after weeks of relentless Russian strikes against its power grid. Ukrainians are being told to stock up on warm clothes, blankets, and anything that might help, and to evacuate the worst areas or even possibly leave the country. Meanwhile, Ukraine's national power grid operator said Tuesday the damage dealt to the Ukrainians' power generating facilities by Russian missile attacks are colossal, but dismissed the need for citizens to evacuate. Chief Executive Officer of the Ukraine's energy program, Vladimir Gordinsky, told a news briefing Ukrainians could face long power outages, but the grid operator wanted to help provide conditions for people to remain in the country through the winter. Practically no thermal or hydroelectric stations were left unscathed, he said, but they hope to get the infrastructure back up and running soon. This is VOA News. In Indonesia, bodies continue to be pulled from the debris Tuesday, one day after a powerful earthquake centered in the city of Cianjur, located in the country's most densely populated province of West Java, some 217 kilometers south of the capital, Jakarta. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
Injured, a survivor, was tending to his cows in the hills around his home when the quake struck. After getting a call from his daughter, he hopped on his motorbike and raced home, arriving to see his neighborhood flattened. Injured says, "I heard them, other villagers, crying, screaming hysterically, looking for his mother, looking for his father, looking for his brother. I have lost relatives, and my house is also destroyed." Rescue teams carry the body of Enjot's nephew after being retrieved under the rubble. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
West African leaders met in Accra Tuesday to discuss terrorism and worsening security in the region. The Accra Initiative members, which includes Benin, Burkina Faso, Ivory Coast, and Togo, are discussing preventing the spillover of terrorism from the Sahel. European forces have been withdrawing from the region while Russian influence has been growing. Correspondent Ken Mensah reports from Accra, Ghana.
The Accra Initiative is a cooperative and collaborative security mechanism between seven West African countries as they face increasing threats and attacks from Islamic militants across their northern borders in Burkina Faso and Niger. Addressing the maiden high-level counter-terrorism conference of the Accra Initiative, Ghana's President Nana Akufo-Addo said it has become imperative for member states to collaborate to counter rising levels of terrorism.
Today, the terrorist groups, emboldened by their apparent success in the region, are seeking new operational ground, a development that has triggered a southward drift of the menace from the Sahel to coastal West Africa.
The Ghanaian leader said member states will own the initiative but will require their foreign partners to support them. Western nations such as Britain, France, and Germany are withdrawing from peacekeeping operations in Mali, a situation likely to exacerbate the poor security situation in West Africa. Kent Mensah for VOA News, Accra, Ghana.
U.S. naval investigators said Tuesday they've concluded an Iranian drone was used to bomb an oil tanker linked to an Israeli billionaire last week. The drone attack on the Liberian-flagged oil tanker Pacific Zircon last Tuesday off the coast of Oman appears to be part of the long-running shadow war between Israel and its arch-enemy Iran that has included the targeting of Israeli-linked ships in strategic Mideast waterways. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.